Good afternoon, everyone. The course I'll be talking about is 563, The Politics of Environmental Regulation. It's a course I've taught in various forms over the years. It changed in the last time I offered it, which was fall 2007, in that it was formally cross-listed, where the home is in the Ford School, but formally cross-listed with the School of Natural Resources and Environment and the School of Public Health. And it's a course that traditionally has drawn fairly diverse enrollments. By my count, as many as 8 colleges or universities have had students enrolled in the class in recent offerings, primarily Ford, SNRE, Public Health, and Architecture and Urban Planning. So it's a fairly diverse student body. It tends to draw on those disciplinary strands and theoretical themes that within the core would be raised either in the politics sequence, most notably 585, or public management, 587, both of which I have some experience in teaching. Neither of those are formal prerequisites, and in particular because so many students come from very, very diverse backgrounds, in some cases more of a natural and physical sciences background, the SNRE students, there's no formal prerequisite for that, but that gives you a sense of the connection and disciplinary strands that we look at. There are not that many environmental policy offerings in the Ford School. And so this is designed to be fairly broad and cross-cutting. It deals with conventional medium-based pollution issues, things that would normally fall under the province of the Environmental Protection Agency, has increasingly begun to look at energy and natural resource kinds of considerations and concerns, and certainly was the case in my last offering, but will be even more so this time. We'll be focusing on issues of climate change and climate governance. With that, I should note that the focus is primarily within the United States, but not exclusively so. We'd spend a lot of time looking at federal institutions and their capacity, Congress, agencies, and the like, but also a lot on intergovernmental considerations, the growing role of states and states and localities vis-a-vis the federal government. There'll also be considerable discussion of opportunities for public involvement, public engagement, an expanded section this year on the role of public opinion and public attitudes on environmental issues and how that relates to the policymaking process. And so all of those themes are pulled together. One aspect that's a bit different will be different this winter is that I'll be doing more non-U.S. environmental policy within the context of the course than ever before. This is not something that looks at international regimes or fully engages comparative analysis, but we'll be looking extensively within North America, Mexico, and Canada, but also some Asian and European Union content looking at how these varying kinds of systems operate.